from theoutline.com, this is The Dispatch. I'm your host, James T. Green.
Power.
So, Drew Millard, you have come all the way from North Carolina.
I have. And you know what, James? I'm feeling a little tired. Are you feeling a little tired?
I'm actually, like, feeling very, very tired right now. I did not have my second cup of coffee yet because of what we're about to dive into today. I want to be, like, freshly tired for what I'm about to have. So what is this on this table in front of me?
So we have a Ziploc bag full of two bags of coffee beans from the coffee company, Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Okay.
The only coffee company that supports the Second Amendment.
Here at Black Rifle Coffee Company, we have a coffee club, which means you spend less time ordering and more time doing what you love. No look! And I actually hit that. Instead of worrying about microaggressions and what bathroom I'm gonna use, I believe it's important to support the people that actually serve our country.
How did you come across this? This is incredible.
So I cover politics a good bit, and I also live in North Carolina, where you drive around all the time. So in order to kind of keep up with what the other side is thinking and doing, I've taken to listening to, like, conservative talk radio. Mm-hmm. And also because I have a pathological need to, like, be owned by middle-aged white men on the radio. And one day I'm listening to Sean Hannity.
Let not your heart be troubled. You are listening to the Sean Hannity Radio Show. I'm glad you're with us. Breaking news at this hour as we're coming on the air here. So,
and he says, friends, I'd like to tell you about Black Rifle Coffee Company, the only coffee company that supports the Second Amendment. And I was like, oh my God, this cannot be real. I went to their website and it was very real.
This should be, it's a lighter roast, and you should actually taste a little bit of almost a lemon at the top.
They're owned by some guys out in Utah. They are very into guns and the police and also the military. To their credit, because I'm going to spend the rest of this podcast just mercilessly roasting them.
No pun intended.
Yes. They do, they are actually very good about, like, you know, hiring veterans.
And after former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz promised to hire 10,000 refugees on the heels of the president's travel ban, Black Rifle pledged to hire 10,000 veterans.
How do you go from 100 plus to 10,000?
We're the fastest growing coffee company in America.
That is a very serious problem in America, is, like, our veterans are kind of, they often come back, like, with PTSD or some other sort of baggage, and it's hard for them to get jobs and adjust back to normal society. And to their credit, the Black Rifle Coffee Company does go out of their way to hire veterans.
I can say that I have a very extreme coffee palate.
Okay.
So what I have right here in the studio is I recreated my home setup and brought it in here. I have a Chemex in front of me. The filters are already pre-wet, cooking show style. We have a nice Virtuoso coffee grinder. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a taste test of this Black Rifle coffee.
Great.
And I don't know. I'm excited to see what it tastes like. So do you mind if I see the bag over here?
Yeah. So I am handing you right now the Fit to Fight blend.
Wow.
According to the label, its three ingredients are strength, stamina, and caffeine.
No, it's not. Get out of here. So to describe the label, like, it's very, I will say, like, the typography is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice typography. There's, like, a black and silver-ish kind of sheen to it. I will say that, like, just like if you glance in any trendy neighborhood, like, it wouldn't look off putting on a shelf. But in fact, like, there is a lot of things about guns. There's guns everywhere on this thing.
And so I did a little bit of research, and
I'm going to take a sniff of this while you tell me about this.
So the Ace of Spades, which is on the front of the coffee bag, that was like apparently during Vietnam, a lot of soldiers carried just like a deck of Ace of Spades with them.
Really?
And when they killed somebody who was trying to kill them, they would put a little Ace of Spades on it, on them, which is very fucked up.
I've just put in like about like 28 grams. All right, so let's give it a nice grind here.
Okay.
Typical coffee culture is funny. It's a funny mix of pseudo-intellectualism and conformity in a way that's like very weird for us. If you go into like any of the big name coffee companies, you know, they look like they should be chopping wood, but they don't have the calluses to prove it. And that's kind of the difference, which is we'll make a great cup of coffee and we can also beat you up.
So I guess like in the context of you talking about how you know coffee well, it does feel like this product does make sense, especially because like when you think about like most coffee brands, they're like, this is fair trade. Meanwhile, Black Rifle is like, this is got a gun on it. But it sort of says the same thing to the purchaser when you buy it. Like, we are reaffirming your views.
Right, right. And that's what I find really fascinating about this company is that, like, in fact, like, sometimes, and I guess, like, I'm speaking just for myself here, but, like, a lot of times for with coffee in particular, and I guess, like, in so many forms of capitalism and, like, why we choose to buy certain things, we buy things to not only reaffirm our values but to feel good about ourselves and feel like that we are participating into this world that we kind of imagine for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for what it's worth, like, as much as I say that I enjoy good coffee, there is some sort of performative nature that's going into the purchasing of such. And I think it's very interesting that Black Rifle is taking that market. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I guess, like, yeah, in this quote-unquote marketplace, like, mm-hmm. conservatives do deserve to have, like, upmarket coffee.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like we're nearly done. All right, you got your mug ready?
It is ready indeed.
Let me pour you this glass here. Oh, man, okay. That mug is nice. It's like a little cat on there.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this and see.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Okay. I mean, yeah.
It's coffee?
It's coffee. Okay. So I'll admit I'm disappointed because the packaging set me up for so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, like, what it is. Like, I'm disappointed. Like, I felt like I was going to, like, dive into this, like, really delicious coffee. Like, but it just tastes like a batch brew.
Yeah. To me, I was like, okay, well, I can definitely tell a difference between this and, like, Folgers.
Right. Exactly. It's like, yeah, you can tell the difference. Like, it's a very mediocre coffee, you know?
Yeah. And this is something I wrote about in my piece is this coffee, because it is just kind of like generic mid to upmarket coffee,
mm-hmm.
You really are only buying it for what it says about you.
Yep.
And so in my piece, I propose something called the Kanye test.
Oh, boy. What does that mean?
So when Kanye West puts out an album, did you listen to the Pusha T album?
Of course I did.
Did you consider the fact that Kanye produced all the beats?
I did.
But you enjoyed it anyway?
I did.
You see, the Pusha T album passes the Kanye test, which is...
Interesting. Okay.
If Kanye is involved in something, musical, you will probably listen to it and you'll probably enjoy it because it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Kanye test.
Wow. All right. You got a patent.
And the Black Rifle Coffee Company does not pass the Kanye test.
Okay. In the end, I'm still going to finish it because I need my coffee. So
there you go. Conservatives need coffee too.
You getting a good response from this?
I'm getting the exact response that I wanted, which was progressives hate me and conservatives love me.
Today, you heard from Drew Millard. The Dispatch is produced and hosted by me, James T. Green. Today's music was courtesy of APM, and our theme is by the fantastic John Lagomarsino. We used archival from The Sean Hannity Show, CBS This Morning, and Fox News. For subscribers, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.